This past weekend, I took my now 17-year-old daughter out for a weekend caribou hunt for her birthday. The weather was agreeable and we had a grand time. No caribou were killed, though there were opportunities that just never quite came together, such as sometimes the nature of hunting. During the course of our hunt, we were afforded the chance to talk about pretty much anything and everything under the sun, uninterrupted, which, truth be told, was one of dear old Dad's motivations for the trip to begin with. 17-year-old juniors in high school have a lot on their minds, and my daughter is no different. The weekend was replete with conversations about nostalgia, family history, literature, faith and church, schooling, both present and college to follow, humor, friendships, growing up, finances, oh, and hunting. Caribou hunting is often a waiting and watching game, with a lot of time spent behind a pair of binoculars looking for opportunities that afford you the chance to go after an animal. As such, we had a lot of time to talk, especially when you couple it with the fact that we had a lot of time to talk in camp as well. The days are getting darker and darker as we wind down towards winter. Not everything we talked about would be appropriate for this program or of interest to people listening, but there was one topic, or kind of a mix of several, that I thought seemed like something to consider. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. As my daughter and I wound our way through a myriad of topics, the connection not always as clear as you might have thought it would be, I found myself in the position of attempting to be the wise, loving, knows-what's-going-on dad that has all the answers, or at least the ones that are pertinent to my baby girl. It's an odd role to take on because I'm really not sure how I got to that from my previous guise as goofy, often stupid teenager who was prone to really bad decisions. Irrespective of however wise I may or may not be, there is something that is very clear to me now that wasn't during the bad decision days, indicating that perhaps changes have happened. For those who like to spend time outdoors, whether it's hunting, fishing, trapping, camping, hiking, or whatever preferred form that might take, do you get to do those things as often as you'd like? Or, given the chance, would you do those things more? I'm guessing most folks would gladly participate in their favorite activities more often, given the chance and the resources to do so. I know I would. I get to do the things I like to do more now than I did a decade ago, but I'd jump at the chance to do them more still. That somewhat came up in various ways during talks with my daughter, as we talked about finishing high school and her vision of how college is going to unfold and what she wants to do with her life as far as a career. For what it's worth, she wants to be an elementary teacher. Considering I spent the first nearly 2 decades of my professional life as an elementary teacher, I have no idea where she got a fool idea like that. I have often thought and said that in a perfect world, everyone would have a job they love to do, one that incorporated the types of things that interest them even when they're not earning a paycheck. However, the world isn't always perfect, is it? Sometimes we have a job simply because it is a paycheck. Life isn't free, and obligations associated with daily living need to be accounted for before any fun time happens. I've shared before that what I first remember wanting to be was a mountain man. That was followed fairly quickly by a more rational plan, if 8-year-olds can be rational, to be a biologist, a plan I clung to for over a decade. Both of those early career plans were predicated on the fact that I like being around animals. I grew up hunting, fishing, and trapping, and I wanted as much of my life tied to animals and those activities as possible. My guess is that many of you have outdoor activities that you feel pretty strongly about as well. Did you manage to find a job that incorporates some or all of those interests? Or are you like most folks and working a job while planning for your playtime? I guess in considering careers and preferred outdoor activities, the specific focus of this show, though your interest may be something entirely different, and this still would apply, I would guess there are 3 main groups of people I'm addressing. Some of you may well have jobs that you love and that address your interest, and you're getting as much as you want. If so, congratulations. Good for you. Some of you listening may be in the same situation as my daughter. Just getting started, so there's still time to plan and study and work towards the best possible outcome. And then there's likely a 3rd group, those of you who may not be quite where you'd like to be. To you, I'd say, it's not too late. In considering a career, three things to think about are, will this augment what I enjoy doing? Will it provide me with the time to do what I enjoy doing? And will it provide for enough support financially for me to do what I enjoy doing? Some careers can tie very specifically to what it is you enjoy doing. For example, if being around hunting is your thing, maybe a career as a hunting guide or a taxidermist is something to consider. Less directly connected, but still in the ballpark, might be a job in retail. I have a friend who's really into firearms and works as a salesman in a gun shop. Careers such as these are probably never going to make someone rich, and they do require some business savvy. But they do illustrate jobs that are out there that connect you with outdoor activities, such as hunting or shooting sports. A career with a wildlife management agency is also another way to go, such as with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service or Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Such jobs can be very rewarding while providing a connection to a passion for the outdoors. If a job with a direct tie isn't in the cards, at least initially, then perhaps one that allows you to do what you love to do more often can be the way to go. For folks who like to fish, being a teacher can be a terrific occupation, though really only if you do genuinely love kids and want to make a difference. I did, and that's why I went that direction. However, in my younger years, I loved to fish, almost more than any other outdoor activity, and it was a super bonus to have the summer months to do nothing but fish. I treasure some of my memories of my first summers in Alaska, with no other responsibility than to make sure the boat or the four-wheeler was properly gassed up for that day's fishing outing. If you like to fish, a job that can give you a lot of time off in the summer might be something to think about. The flip side of that can be true as well, though. The pendulum has swung to where it's hunting that I like more than any other outdoor activity. Teaching isn't always very conducive to having a lot of time to hunt, especially during the big game seasons in Alaska. I have several teaching friends that face this challenge each fall, and one hunting buddy, who has a teaching degree, who has thus far balked at trying to secure a teaching position for this very reason. The third thing I mentioned is selecting a career that provides you with the financial compensation to pursue your outdoor interests. I would mention here that I'm not a fan of doing something simply for the money, but I do recognize that life takes money to get by, for basic living and for the things we enjoy beyond basic living. I don't have any mountaintop wisdom sort of things to offer up as far as high-paying outdoor-related jobs. If I did, I'd probably have one myself. I will suggest this, though. One of the secrets to getting your money to go further is really pretty simple. Stay out of debt, as completely as possible. The less you owe to others, the more you will have to push towards the things you enjoy. I am old enough now to have been on both sides of that fence. In my 20s and fresh out of college, I was relatively debt-free, and I didn't have any serious obligations. Life was a lot of fun, primarily because I could afford for it to be. During my 30s, I saw the other side, as poor financial decision-making and increased obligations that came with having a family often meant very tight months. As I approach the end of my 40s, I am once again largely debt-free, thanks in large part to the financial prowess of my wife. And I once again have more resources to pursue the things that I do enjoy, such as a weekend caribou hunt with my daughter. I don't mean for this to sound preachy, at all. But staying out of debt will go a long way towards allowing you to do more of what you want to do outdoors. If you're just starting out, make smart financial decisions that will allow you to do that. Talk to someone with the knowledge and experience to do that if it's something that you feel like you lack. And if you're already well along in life and fighting it, I'd offer up that it's never too late to get it back on track. Been there, done that. It's quite possible. So those were, in a nutshell, some of my pearls of wisdom from my recently completed caribou hunt with my daughter. Pick a career you'll love to do. Make sure you have the time to do the things that are important to you. And stay out of debt so that you can do them. If my daughter can somehow stay the course and accomplish those three things, she'll have picked up something a lot more valuable than her first caribou. And that will happen in good time for her anyway. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake, provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.